Welcome back to the Sacred Penning Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, international best-selling author, and a transformative soul journaling practitioner. I've experienced and taught the power of this sacred practice for 24 years and journaled since the age of 8. Every Wednesday, we provide somatic, meditative inspiration and spirit-led prompts to pen your way to brighter days. Let's activate energetic discoveries together. It's all at your fingertips. Ready to get gritty? Let's dip in. Welcome back to the Joyful Journaling Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. Thank you so much for joining us. Today is day 4 of our self-love journaling challenge. I have received some beautiful feedback on this challenge, and I appreciate every message. It is wonderful to know that you are taking some time for yourself and how this particular experience is impacting you in a positive way. Part of developing a journaling habit is doing it every day. And hopefully this little taste of 14 days in a row, digging into your journal and looking at some different pinpointed prompts, will help you to solidify this habit as a self-care tool for yourself. Today, on our 4th day of this self-love challenge, we are going to look at the importance of our hands. I am an intuitive journaler, so I let pop up whatever I feel the universe wants to tell me. Whatever I need to be thinking about or journaling about, and that's what I present to you. I usually don't have any script or any theme. It's just something that I let flow through me. So today, as I was relaxing in a few moments and listening to an inspirational speaker, the thought came to me that another way that we can show our love to our body and embody joy, to really feel the presence of joy in our lives, and the gratitude that we need to move into a state of joy, I thought of our hands. Now, our hands do so many things. And when I looked into some of the research, it really opened my mind and my eyes to even more ways that I don't even pay attention to using my hands every day. I'm kind of a quiet person, so I don't typically use my hands a lot when I'm talking to friends, but when I'm in front of a classroom, for example, when I was teaching for 21 years, I would definitely use my hands a lot, and they were vital for my expression as a teacher. They're not just for grasping or for work. Think about all the other ways that your hands can be of service in your life. Touching, grasping, feeling, holding, manipulating, caressing. Quote, they are a vitally important part of who we are and how we see ourselves. Think about that. How we approach and see ourselves as a holistic person influenced by our hands. And that quote comes from the medical director, Dr. Douglas G. Smith, who wrote Grasping, the Importance of Our Hands. And that is research out of Washington University. Our hands are for work. Our hands are for play. Our hands are for our social communication. No matter where we go in the world, the use of our hands typically has a cultural meaning in how we use our hands. Think about what people see when they typically look at you. They typically see your eyes. They typically see your smile or your mouth and your body language with your face. But then where else do they look for your body language? They look in your posture and how you use your hands. Where are your hands? How are you using them? All of these things convey a different message. Are your hands in a position of warmth and openness, or are they closed? Are they open and receiving, or are they hiding in fear? So many different positions and postures that we can use with our very hands. Growing up, before I did gymnastics, I did dance. And as I did dance, I had to do a lot of ballet. And I really loved ballet. I still to this day love bar. And bar is an incredible workout It's so much fun, but you have the authenticity of using your hands in different positions. And even if you're not expressing anything to anybody else, you are saying something through the movement, releasing things. Our hands are so important in all of these processes. If you are a manual laborer, where would you be without your hands? If you are a parent, where would you be without that gentle touch? Where would you be without that helping touch, that helping hand? If you're a caregiver to someone who cannot use their hands or cannot use other parts of their body anymore, how are your hands of service? If you're a nurse or a doctor, how do your hands save lives? If you're serving in our military, how do the careful movements and judgment that you make with your hands protect our freedom? There are so many different things to think about when we can express gratitude for our hands. And I know one of the big things over the last few years, so much debate and everything, and I'm glad these days are slowly passing behind us, but it was keeping our hands clean. All the different things that we needed to do to protect our entire body and our entire life with the cleanliness of our hands. My goodness. Have you thought about your hands recently? Have you shown gratitude to the way that they help you embody who you are? Today's journal prompt: how can I show gratitude for the way my hands serve me on a daily basis? How can I show gratitude for the way my hands serve me on a daily basis? Let's take 5 minutes now to enjoy this prompt. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let's take those 5 minutes and respond to the prompt using the relaxing music, the track Unconditional Love, a gift of Masood Taj, to our joyful journalers. And when we come back, we'll do some reflection. See you in a few minutes.
Thank you.
I hope that you found some beautiful gratitude in the way that your hands help you to live this beautiful life. Again, part of embodying joy, part of really being present with your body is feeling gratitude for the things that you do have versus ruminating on different problems that might take away your concentration on some of the more pleasant and positive feelings in our lives. And if you're in pain in your hands, of course you want to send good intentions and prayerful thoughts to your hands and really appreciate them so that when they are feeling better, and we always hope that they would be restored, that you can use them again in ways that serve you. Today's reflection, I want you to, as usual, in these quick journal prompts for this self-love challenge, to circle one thing that you discovered about the way that you are grateful for your hands and the way that they serve you to help you live this best life. So circle one thing, and maybe tonight before you go to bed, or maybe at some other point in the day, after you've reflected on the thought that you discovered, one of the key thoughts that stands out in that journal prompt, maybe write a few more minutes and really express some gratitude toward that one thought that came up that you circled, that most important one that stood out on the page today. For the rest of the day, really enjoy your hands, really give them some love, really thank them for the jobs that they do and the beauty that they have. Keep in mind that the 14-day challenge is culminating in a beautiful retreat on February 25th, that's a Saturday, from 11 to 1 Eastern. We will hold a virtual retreat on Zoom. I've really enjoyed seeing some familiar faces who are signing up and will be in that space. I've led thousands of journalers over the years in classrooms all over the United States, and I enjoyed that process so much. Grade levels 5 through community college, all different people from all different walks of life. Journaling was always an important part of our classes. And then I've also done some retreats with women, Bible studies and different women's groups that have gathered. I've led them and held space to really dig into their journal and find some joy in that process. Dig in and find some things that they didn't know were hiding within them. So I hope that you'll join us. You can find the sign-up link in my show notes, as well as on my Instagram page, my Facebook, and we really look forward to you being there. With love, your journal, a virtual journaling retreat. Hope to see you there. For now, thank you for really dedicating yourselves to this challenge, and please reach out to me in DMs, or if you want to join our Facebook community, please do. We are closing in on the 100 member mark, but it's an intimate community for sure. It's a group of people who are very devoted to their journaling over the years, and some of them came in with a habit of journaling. Some of them are just discovering it. We are welcoming journalers all the time into our group. Keep up the great work, joyful journalers. Keep making this a habit, and we'll see you tomorrow, Saturday, for day 5 of this 14-day self-love journaling challenge. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for joining us.